Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how to be blessed by the Bible. I think if we're honest, we all desire that. And yet, sometimes I don't think we put ourselves in the right place to do that. Our hearts, our minds just are not there. I'm hoping today and tomorrow just going to share some things that maybe can help you to be in a good place in your heart and your mind to hear God's word speak to you. And one of my favorite things being a follower of Jesus is that God loves to speak to his kids. And he gave us his word, the life instruction manual. We have car manuals that, you know, we can look when the lights in our dashboard come on. Hey, what's that? And yet, God's given us the Bible just to show us how to live our lives and how to be in a personal relationship with him. And Genesis to Revelation, from cover to cover, the Bible is God's love letter to us, saying, hey, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to be in relationship with you. And, you know, I want to remind you that being a follower of Jesus and a Christian, it's not a religion. It's a relationship. And so I hope that you'll be encouraged by today and tomorrow's programs. And, you know, one of the things that I heard Mike Bro say many years ago, he said, you know, following Jesus, it's not always easy, but it's not complicated. We'll say that one more time. Following Jesus isn't always easy, but it's not complicated. And one of the things that I'm hoping today and tomorrow that as you receive this information, that it's going to lead to some application in your life, which will result in some transformation, maybe an area where you've just become hopeless. You've just been so discouraged, and I'm hoping you're going to go from hopeless to hopeful. And we're going to be hanging out in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. If you've got your Bible, maybe you want to turn to that. It says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. You know, I love that in the Bible, when you have something written and then all of a sudden there's a therefore, okay? In other words, hey, here's what you need to do next, okay? And so he's saying, even you don't want to become angry, and human anger doesn't provide righteousness. So therefore, get rid of all the moral filth and evil that's so prevalent, and humbly accept God's word planted in you, which can save you. And friends, I think if we're honest today, that part of the reason that we don't want to spend time with God's word is that sometimes God will convict us. He doesn't condemn us. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, for those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, for now there's no condemnation. But a lot of us live in condemnation, and so enemy Satan will lie to you and say, don't spend time reading God's word or listening to any Christian programs, because you know what? Now, you don't deserve that, because we know that area in your life you're struggling with. And yet, friends, the Bible says, tells us simply to draw close to God. I believe it's James 4, 6, and God will draw near to you. And so when you are struggling with discouragement, if you're struggling with sin, that is the time to draw closer to God, not to go further away from him. But the enemy will lie to you and say, no, you need to run from him. And God doesn't want to talk to you. And yet, friends, that's why he sent Jesus. I want to remind you, that's not just an Easter thing in late March, early April, whenever Easter falls. That is a 365 day a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God says, hey, I am here for you, and I want to be with you. I want to be in relationship with you. It goes on to say in James chapter 1, verse 22, but don't merely just listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. I want to pause there for a moment. That's verse 22 in James chapter 1. What is it that God has been telling you to do that you have been procrastinating about? I don't know what that is, but I know something immediately came into your mind. Maybe it's scheduling that doctor's appointment because you just haven't felt good for a while. Maybe it's you're like, you know, I need to get with a Christian counselor and process just some pain, a wound in my heart that it's been over 5 years ago since that happened, and yet it still just really keeps me discouraged and in a lot of pain in my heart. Maybe it's that, you know what, I know that I need to start taking some online classes because I want to get a better job. Or maybe it's you're like, you know what, I need to start that exercise program. I'm going to sign up for a gym today, or I'm going to call a friend and see if maybe we could walk 3 times a week together. Whatever that is, that God's just saying to you, hey, it's time to do this. Man, let's do it today. Verse 23 in James chapter 1 goes on to say, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forget what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. You know, one of the things I've been fortunate now to be doing ministry, about 22 years, I officially surrendered my one and only life back on August 3rd of 2003. I started in 2001, but in 2003 is when I got ordained and totally surrendered my life to ministry. And, you know, I've been blessed to be able to teach classes and to pastor and preach and things. And yet, you know, a lot of people, they don't apply some of the things that God has had me share with them. But I know we have a friend of mine that was, when I was on staff at Northeast Christian in Lexington, Sherry Matherly, that she just soaked up everything. She was so hungry to be in relationship with God after just surviving a near-death experience, just a horrific experience. And she was thanking me one time just for all that I had done. And I just said, well, actually, I really didn't do much, Sherry. Just you came to classes, you went to retreats that we had, and whatever I shared, if I suggested a book to read or a book of the Bible or a podcast to listen to, that you did it. And that's the difference. A lot of us, you know, we maybe have the information, but we don't apply it, which keeps us from having transformation, which is what we talked about at the beginning of the program. But I'm inspired by somebody like Sherry that had every reason to say, you know, life's just not fair. I've been dealt a really just tough deck of cards. The hand that I've been dealt of cards is just not really fair. It's a bad hand. And yet she's like, no, I'm going to focus on my blessings and I'm going to grow in Jesus, because what the enemy meant for evil and to have me taken out of this world over 20 years ago, I'm not going to let him use it for evil. I'm going to use it for good. And she does that. But today, somebody listening, you need to choose to be like Sherry and say, you know what? I am going to stand on God's word. I'm not going to deceive myself anymore. I'm not going to have a pity party. Okay? I'm deciding, instead of being pitiful, I'm going to be powerful because I'm a child of the Most High God. Then it goes on in James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue, they deceive themselves and their religion is worthless. Ouch. That stung a little bit, didn't it? You know, friends, one of the things that I think sometimes we just try to give ourselves a pass on as followers of Jesus is just, you know, we mask it with a prayer request. But it's actually gossip. And, you know, one of the things that you need to know, if somebody tells you something that's supposed to be in confidence, that they're telling your stuff too. So you need to be really careful about that. And I want to encourage you to be a person of trustworthiness and of integrity. If somebody asks you not to say something, not to do it. And, you know, as a pastor, I have a lot of information shared with me. And there'd be times that, you know, felt like, oh, I know information that I want to share, but I can't because that person asked me not to, and I want to honor their request and keep something in confidence. And yet, you know, the other part of that verse in James chapter 1, verse 26, you know, talks about if you consider yourself religious and do not keep a tight rein on your tongue, you deceive yourself and your religion is worthless. I mean, that's pretty strong. And some of us, our mouths are just aren't God-honoring. We're negative, we're critical, profanity coming out, and no, friends, God's not looking for perfection, but we are to be holy as we serve and worship a holy God. And Jesus, you know, he became sin who had no sin. And, you know, he makes us as white as a lamb, as white as snow. He cleanses the ugliness, the sin, the selfishness in our hearts. And I'm so thankful that he does that. But somebody listening today or watching on our YouTube channel, I want to remind you we've got a YouTube channel and most of our programs are on that. And so just simply go to YouTube, type in Hope Is Here and my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, and hope you'll subscribe to that channel. And that's growing each day and each week. And we so appreciate that. If you're blessed by a program, put a comment on there. Helps other people to find us easier. But really know that somebody listening today is like, you know, my mouth, if I'm honest, it's not really God-honoring. And Jesus said, what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. So that means it's a heart issue, friends. If you're speaking negative, critical words, if profanity is starting to become prevalent in your vocabulary, maybe it's time to do a little heart check. We go to a cardiologist and our general practitioner for an annual physical, and they take our blood pressure and check our heartbeat, our heart rate. And, you know, maybe it's you need to do an internal heart check with your soul. And just ask Jesus, is there anything in my mouth, my heart, that's not God-honoring to you? And it's what wraps up James chapter 1, verse 27, saying, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Let me take the last part of that verse first. What is it in your life that, if you're honest, you know, it's not really God-honoring. Maybe it's a TV show, some series on Netflix that you're watching that, you know, you're like, I know that's actually probably not the best thing for me to watch. No, it's not like, you know, pornography, but I mean, there is a lot of sexual tension in there. There's a lot of violence. And you know that you just don't have peace watching it, and yet you just keep on doing that. Or maybe it's just a friendship and things that, you know, you're like, this is not drawing me closer to God. And in every relationship, there's a thermostat, you know, somebody's setting the temperature in it. And got to ask you, are you being the influencer with that person that's maybe not a follower of Jesus? And we need to not be stuck in our holy huddles and not hanging around people that are not followers of Jesus. Man, God, trust me, I've told people this before, that people besides me, people that are not in full-time ministry, they have a lot easier way to touch base with people because people, as soon as they hear what I'm doing here, I'm a pastor, then everything changes. It's amazing how the language cleans up and things. And you know, part of that, I'm glad because, like I said, we serve a holy God, like we talked about earlier. But for those of you that are in the real world, as I call it, you got to make sure that those people that you're influencing them with faith, hope, and love, and that they're not influencing you with maybe some behavior that is not God-honoring. I love this quote by Theodore Roosevelt. He says, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. That's so good. Charles Spurgeon, the great theologian, said, a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. Then I close today with this quote by James Merritt. He says, the primary purpose of reading the Bible is not to know the Bible, but to know God. Friends, I want to encourage you to spend some time with God today. Maybe you want to go back and read James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27, just 8 verses there, and ask the Lord to speak to you. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we'll continue talking about how to be blessed by the Bible on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.